After that, Mrs. Kearney's conduct was condemned on all hands. Everyone approved of what the committee had done. She stood at the door, haggard with rage, arguing with her husband and daughter, gesticulating with them. She waited until it was time for the second part to begin, in the hope that the secretaries would approach her. But Miss Healy had kindly consented to play one or two accompaniments. Mrs. Kearney had to stand aside to allow the baritone and his accompanist to pass up to the platform. She stood still for an instant, like an angry stone image, and when the first notes of the song struck her ear, she caught up her daughter's cloak and said to her husband, "Get a cab." He went out at once. Mrs. Kearney wrapped the cloak round her daughter and followed him. As she passed through the doorway, she stopped and glared into Mr. Holland's face. "I'm not done with you yet," she said.
"But I'm done with you," said Mr. Holland.
Kathleen followed her mother meekly. Mr. Holland began to pace up and down the room in order to cool himself, for he felt his skin on fire.
"That's a nice lady," he said. "Oh, she's a nice lady."
"You did the proper thing, Holland," said Mr. O'Madden Burke, poised upon his umbrella in approval.